Namaste, house guests. Caitlin's reign may be over, but will her crystals and essential oils protect her from becoming the next target? Plus, we have James Maslow from Celebrity Big Brother in studio. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I could talk about this episode all day.
Oh, I see that play on words.
Keep it going. I'm here for late promotion, by all means.
I would go to a club for this song. All day. All day.
I got nothing.
So smooth.
I don't know what I would do. Maybe eat Chipotle all day?
Oh. Honestly, not a bad suggestion.
I'm about that.
Good evening. I'm Bryce McClay, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show. Tonight is a very special night, and we've got a lot to cover. But first, sitting next to me is Morgan Ouellette.
Well, hello, guys. Good to join you. Thank you for that introduction. You're oh so creative, Bryce.
Thank you. I know. I appreciate it.
But I'm Morgan. So excited to chat with all you guys. Live chat's popping. Instagram's popping. We have so many questions for our special guest. But next to me is...
Hey, guys. Jessica Williams here. And we are so excited about our special guest and so much to talk about. And yes, I have the live chat up, so get to asking questions.
Yes. Thank you, Jessica.
And hey,
I'm Charles Connolly. Sorry for interrupting you. We could talk to James all day, but we only have him for like an hour. So give us your questions right now.
And he is an actor, a singer, and a celebrity from the first ever season of Celebrity Big Brother. Please welcome James Maslow.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for having me. I love that you're playing my single right now.
Yes,
Oh, yeah. So nice.
Couldn't be any damn catchier.
Yes.
So
it's gonna be
for all day.
Anybody watching, feel free and stream it. Check it out.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes. So you guys, just an FYI, we are gonna talk about tonight's episode. So if you are on the West Coast, please stop watching. Spoiler alert. Then come back and maybe watch it like 500 times or whatever.
Yeah.
But first, again, we're all dying to know what the Celebrity Big Brother house was like. So James, yeah. I want to start. I need to ask you. We all know you had problems with Brandi Glanville. What?
Was it that
Get
obvious?
Get right to it, yes.
Not that obvious. But what is your relationship like now? Does it exist?
I mean, we're fine. We went out, the cast and I and everybody after the show. We're cool. Brandy's Brandy. She doesn't hide who she is. She goes out of her way to be obnoxious and crass and all of the things that make her Brandy. And she's not shy about it, so I don't even think I'm being rude by saying that. I try and be the opposite in life, and especially when I have 100 cameras on me. So I just really went out of my way to avoid her, yeah. You know, especially when she was drinking. And to this day, I'd probably still do that, especially when she's drinking. But we're chill. I mean, she knows who she is.
Which
she knows
is when,
what she does.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I, like, see her out and about, because she still likes to do, you know, her clubbing nights. And I respect it, by the way, the energy she has. Hey,
I truly hope I'm her age and I still want to go out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to go out
or
now.
Or do I? I don't know with that.
I'm turning 28. I'm like, I could kind of never go to a club.
Right.
And bring in Brandy now. Let's bring her in.
Come on in, Brandy.
Surprise, we actually have her in studio.
Behind door number one.
She just drops in from the ceiling. Excuse me.
With a glass of wine. Hey, guys.
Yeah. I'm about it. All right, James. Okay, I have a question. So I was in the normal Big Brother house for obviously a longer amount of time. We kind of talked about this briefly for those who didn't hear it on Twitter. So I never got alcohol. It was made very, or seemingly so, on the episodes that y'all had unlimited alcohol and everyone was always drinking.
No,
so I need the scoop on this.
As much as I really wanted tequila, many a time.
you needed it.
Largely thanks to Brandy.
You wanted to kill who?
That too. I'm kind of grateful they didn't supply me with tequila because it might have been a different show, and I'm pretty proud of how I was able to play it for the most part. But yeah, like they gave us wine and like a few beers, like one bottle of wine and a few beers every few days. It really wasn't that often. I mean, Brandy would ask every day,
so
and
like,
we'd get it every few days.
So they must have just always edited her with a wine
glass full of wine. As you well know, I mean, yeah, they tell a truthful story. Like, there's no prompts. It is what's going down in the house. But they can't possibly show everything. You know, you have a bunch of people 24/7. So they can edit it to make it look far more exciting or far more alcoholic, if you will, than it actually was.
So I'm not that envious now, because I was like, I'm going on Celebrity Big Brother. They're going to be drunk the whole time.
We did. You know what? They treated us well, and I don't know, compared to your guys' season, or even I've seen just like a little bit of this season, they seem to always be running out of food. They kept us pretty stocked with food.
That's weird.
So, like, if you ran out of cookie dough or the really good chicken nuggets, they would give them back to you.
Yeah, they were pretty good about it. Because people bitched and complained enough, myself included, about food. We were like, guys, fuck with us all you want, in any capacity, except with food. But also, there were, like, the women didn't eat as much. I feel like we got a lot more food as the guys there. So the season was a little bit more fair food-wise, and in no other way.
Did they ask, though, like, what you like before going into the house?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm pretty chill, but everybody wanted to eat healthy, so it was nice to have, for the most part. It's like meats and veggies, and we did pretty well.
You guys wanted, like,
that's
salmon.
The difference between the seasons. Yeah. Everyone ours is like, no one cares who we are. We can gain 20 pounds in this house. Yeah. Like, we're fine.
Except no one ever looks any different than when they walk in the house and when they do.
I noticed a big difference. I was like,
I mean, you got a lot of downtime. If you're not spending that working out, like, missed opportunity, honestly.
Yeah.
It can be a pretty healthy retreat.
Rail yard.
You're clearly very dedicated, and I'm not.
She's like, I didn't even know there was a gym in the house.
Yeah.
Like, I think I did a few sit-ups.
So Jim was a house guest.
Hey there, treadmill. So it has to be crazy, like, going back home and watching yourself on TV afterwards. So I want to know, what was the biggest thing that you learned about yourself after you watched your season?
So I have not watched my season. Oh. I watched enough highlights to be able to make an educated decision on who to vote for, but it really wasn't that difficult. In fact, you know, the first person I called was my dad, and I was out of the house, but I was still sequestered on CBS. Uh-huh. And the first thing he said, in far more crass and vulgar terms, was like, "That backstabber Ross," and I didn't know anything yet.
Oh, yeah.
But between him and my fans and my girlfriend and people who had watched the show, it was, you know, I saw enough to know how to vote and know what happened, but. Even when I do movies and TV, like, I don't really like watching everything all the time.
Okay.
And that's when I'm playing a character and it's not me. So watching me, you know, I saw some funny moments, saw some dumb moments. Like, that was enough.
Well, did some people's opinions of what they saw on the show line up with what you interacted with in the house? Like, did you see Ross as, like, the backstabber?
No, in the house, I mean, he played the game very well were it to be a regular Big Brother game.
Yeah.
And that's where he screwed up. In that regular Big Brother, you're sequestered and you don't get to watch what happened. If you're going to see what everybody does, you can't possibly play a dirty game and expect to be voted for.
Right.
And that's what I don't think he really figured out. And anybody who's going to do Celebrity Big Brother needs to consider if they really want to win.
Uh-huh.
Which, once again, we spoke about this. Like, winning Celebrity Big Brother may not be the best thing for every celebrity. And I don't mean to say that being bitter, trust me. If I were to try and win it, it would have meant making deals with Omarosa and all of these things that I was kind of proud that I didn't have to do, and I chose in that moment, you know what, I don't want to do this.
Well, okay, so you said when you were voting, you were putting in your final vote, you said something like, I'm taking all the emotion out of my vote. And then you ended up voting for Marissa.
Mm-hmm.
So I wondered, I was just wondering where the, or did you vote for Marissa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out where your thoughts were.
Two things. One, if I learned anything from Omarosa, it was how to turn it on for reality TV.
Yeah.
I mean, she is a master at it. So I was like, let me say something that'll get people thinking. But quite frankly, what Ross also didn't acknowledge in his speech, were he to have been more humble and say, you know what, I, you know, was given this HOH by James, which he was, you know, and he didn't. He claimed to win everything on his own. And it's like, we were there for that part. We didn't even see you stabbing people in the back. Well, I guess at that point we had, but I'm like, you can't claim credit for things you didn't do and then expect us to vote for you. Like, you don't lie to the people who are voting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Everybody saw it. Who are you convincing at this point? And that ultimately is what took me from going, hey, he played a pretty good game, to now you've gone too far. Marissa may be a little bit lucky here, because I don't know how much of that was strategy or not, but Marissa is who's getting it. So that, if there's any big reason, it was that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So throughout your time in the house, you were seen kind of as one of the bigger threats in that, or the one of the bigger targets, rather, in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you think in the house, whenever you were there, was seen as the biggest threat? Do you think it was Ross? Do you think it was Omarosa? Like, who was, like, shooting at the targets?
It was 100% Shannon and myself from the get-go, just based on the first challenge.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, because her and I were the last ones by far. And once again, when they edited it down, I don't know how much they show how big of a distance, if there's, like, a clock or something. I didn't see that part. Everybody dropped, and her and I seemed like we were on there for another hour, at least half hour more. You know, and she won that one fair and square. Like, I wanted to team up with her at some point, which eventually we might have, but very clearly the biggest threat in the house would have been her and then me or vice versa. And that's why when teaming up with her wasn't going to work, I had to take a step back and let her be evicted.
So, like, the threats turned into the targets.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, she did spell responsibilities, after all.
I couldn't even spell that now.
She's phenomenal.
Slow clap on that one, yeah.
If Shannon and I could have played the game in a regular setting where I wasn't concerned about my actual career, my actual image, which was, you know, I was highly cognizant.
Oh, are you spoiling something? Are you giving us an exclusive right now?
Not really. I'm just saying, if I were playing a regular season.
They were saying that you were going to be on a regular season or something.
I would love to if I didn't do what I do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A bit busier than us, guys.
You're saying you could have aligned
I'm very lucky, but I think it would have been
about
fun.
Your image.
Yeah. Look, playing the game for the sake of, like, regular Big Brother, where you're supposed to stab people in the back, like, I'm all about it and I get it, but that wasn't the game that we were playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had much, to me, winning over the world. Look at having people who watch me go, hey, whether he wins or loses, like, I like him, I want to watch his next film, I want to listen to his next single. Quite frankly, way bigger win for me than had I then started stabbing people in the back and, like, won $250,000. Sure, $250,000 is great for anybody. Knock on set, thank God I don't need it. And it wouldn't have been worth undoing everything we just, you know, spoke about.
Yeah.
Well, if you go on regular Big Brother and you end up winning the $500,000, like, I'll take some.
Yeah, if you want to donate it to us, who told you to go on.
Also, I don't know where you keep getting that going to go on regular Big Brother.
He's not.
Be very clear. I'm not going to go on regular Big Brother.
He's not Caitlin. He's not doling out money yet before he has even
wanted
any money.
If we learned anything from Caitlin, we're putting it out into the universe so you can receive it with open arms.
Let's all win $500,000 this year, huh?
Yeah.
Let's become friends with Kendall Jenner. Didn't we just find out she's almost a billionaire?
Kylie, yeah.
Kylie, sorry.
Kylie.
Respect.
What?
By the way, I very rarely know pop culture stuff, so I'm proud of me for that one.
Yeah. So the chat is literally going crazy.
Yeah, do we have any fan questions?
Absolutely. So Chrissy Chris wants to know, well, first off, he says that there's nothing that you can do to spoil your image, just FYI.
Oh, you're very kind. I hope that's true. From your lips to God's ears moving forward.
Joseph said that he didn't think that you guys played too hard, that you played strategically. And so there's so much running through. I'm going to ask our fans, if you have a question for James, put question in all caps and then it.
So wow, that is so smart.
Yeah, so I can,
because it's
look
like,
that.
Wait, so, okay, hang on.
I keep watching them.
Well, what's the, like, okay, this might be an interesting question, and if you need some time to think, maybe we can come back to it. But what is the one thing that you wanted to address, like, to the fans, the Big Brother fans, about your season that really nobody, no fan has asked you? I mean, clearly the chat is blowing up. I'm sure a lot of these questions are the same. So, like, what is one question you would love to get from a fan that you would love to just address and put out there?
Well, I don't know how it'd be phrased as a question, but one thing that's very interesting to me, and it's continuing to happen, especially right after Got Out of the House, everybody thinks they know how the show is played. Uh-huh. Everybody who watches it, you know, especially the diehard fans who have seen it for, you know, now 20 seasons, wholeheartedly believe they know what's up and they know how it goes. They can predict everything. I'm like, I'm telling you guys, you have no idea. Mm-hmm. If anybody's been on it, the social game is 90, if not 95% of it.
Yeah. Wow.
Who you're friends with in the house, how people, if they like you or if they don't, that's what really wins and loses the games.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it is playing coy and being out of the main storyline. Sometimes you don't even want Big Brother tracking you on the main storyline. It's not that you see it because obviously you're in the house, but you'd rather be recluse and let other people be picked off and just be liked by people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that, you know, I'm sure there's still people going, oh, I knew that.
Yeah.
No, to explain. That's, like, well, the competitions are a
well, listen,
small
hang on.
Fraction.
Hang on. We're just friends.
We're just going to have a
friends.
Moment of silence.
Everybody take a moment and reflect on that.
Friends, enemies, frenemies. I just, I hate to segue with this, but I mean, everybody needs underwear. Everyone here is hopefully wearing underwear.
Whenever you're on Big Brother, except
for me.
Yo, that was actually, no joke, all of the dude's biggest concern.
Was underwear?
If there's a dick pic out there, unintentionally, like, because you
all
try
it. Oh, and you 100%, you know there are. For sure.
There wasn't. Trust me, I'd know if there was me at this point.
Those Big Brother trolls.
They will fight. They're like the CIA, all
right? But that's the thing. Crazy. It's like, it wouldn't be a flattering pick. You're like ready for it, right?
No.
Not just saying.
Girlfriend's here for a reason.
Well, you know, like, you're changing half ass out of the shower. Anyways, being in the house, it was actually kind of a concern because there's cameras rolling
everywhere.
All the time.
Yeah,
and you're like, I don't really want.
You know, I would request a GoPro in the shower just so it would go viral and it would help me just blow up.
All right.
Okay, so everybody knows that James wears underwear. So we want to talk to you about me undies.
Guys, okay. Let me just take a minute and tell you about this, because everyone needs underwear and they need to be comfortable. So you should get me undies, because they say, put, there's no moving around, and they come right to your door for all the lazy millennials like like myself. And you can get a matching pair for you and your partner.
Am I a millennial? I'm 30.
You want matching ones? We're getting.
I have nothing to do with the sponsorship, but totally rocking MeUndies right
He's
now.
Wearing
you should
undies.
Be so psyched.
He is Jet Mazzo.
They're legit comfy.
MeUndies.
I'm not being paid for this.
Close up on the MeUndies.
You guys, we have
the not exciting ones.
And
just.
They're normal.
Just the normal ones, but they're there.
So James. Okay, so what's the offer, though? Tell them
so,
what they
okay,
can do. Maybe
James
we should have James
wearing them.
Right.
But what you can do, we have an offer. If you're not happy, they refund the cost, and you get to keep them. And because you're listening to me, or James, basically James,
yeah,
you will get
James.
A 15% off your first pair and free shipping. Go to MeUndies.com/buzz. That's right. You heard it here. MeUndies.com/buzz. And James said they're comfortable. I haven't tried them, but I'm getting me and Bryce matching ones for the next show.
Thank you. Because I am in desperate need of some new ones.
They're going to wear nothing but their MeUndies for the next show.
That so, actually,
James,
I think we would get some viewers that way.
There you go.
Yes, we will.
Is that weird?
No, never.
Oh,
what?
No, so is anyway, so is if we have we gotten in on the chat?
We do.
Well, yeah,
they
want this
listen.
To be a chat moment.
Yes, love it. So number one, Elizabeth said that you were going to go on tour next year. When do you personally think that will happen, personally?
So my goal is to do a run probably in Latin America at first, top of the year. So January, February, nothing set in stone, but it's exciting. I'm actually just flew back from Mexico City yesterday. I'm filming a movie down there right now. And
my boyfriend's meds.
Yeah, my boyfriend's Matt, which is really fun. I mean, nice. Jaime Camille and Brooke Shields and a ton of great people in it. But yeah, so I'm looking, actually planning kind of as I'm down there through the movie, like, hey, where can I play? What venues are good? And like I said, hopefully we'll be doing some promo around October and be back down there and then play in January, February.
What's your, like, dream city to play in? Like, where would you love to play or where's your favorite city?
I got to be honest, I'm not just saying this because of the potential upcoming tour, but Mexico City is one of the wildest places to play.
Really?
The fans and my fan base there in particular are tremendous. And, you know, if you play, like when I play an arena down there back in the day with my old band, let's say it fit 15,000 people, they'd put 17,500 in that. So, I mean, you literally, you've got people standing. Like, it's amazing how much they love music down there. So that's a fun place. But also, you know, New York, I haven't played there in a long time and I got a great fan base there too. So. Yeah. Maybe I'll do a little pop-up show there soon.
Well, maybe I'll just make my way down to Mexico City, y'all.
You
to
should.
Should we take a trip?
I don't know. I mean, it is south, but not that kind of south.
Let's get an, let's get an Airbnb.
Yeah.
anyway, I mean, no.
Yeah, so sponsor. Nicole wants to know, what was one of the most random things that have ever happened to you with a fan?
Oh.
That has ever happened to you with a fan?
Most random. So I just, the other day,
he's like
actually,
this right here.
This right now. So... You're talking about how amazing and fantastic and crazy all bundled into one big word. Amazing and crazy. I didn't even announce I was going to Mexico on this past trip, much less where I was staying.
Okay.
And still, so many fans found the hotel. I mean, I walked out one day and had over 100 fans just the other day, which is amazing. And took photos and hung out on my way to the gym. And one of my fans made me my own action hero.
Whoa!
Like my
that's
straight
awesome.
With the case, like the, it was so cool. I put it on my my Insta story. I don't know if it's still there or not, but
that's so
real cool. So that's pretty crazy. Somebody to go through, like they had it like manufactured a little microphone, and then like I don't know, it was pretty awesome.
What
so,
was he wearing? What was the fashion?
He was wearing the same.
I'm curious.
So I played a show in Mexico City last year.
What were you wearing?
At Plaza Condesa, which is a great venue, and I think she made it with the exact type of jacket I was wearing, that had a bunch of patches and stuff.
Well, awesome!
So
because
really
if
cool.
I had an action figure made of me, I would be very concerned with the outfit that this action figure would be
which
wearing.
Which is
understandable.
That
yes.
Fair.
All right, James. It was also announced that you'll be playing a fighter pilot in the upcoming World War II film Wolfhound. You kind of actually look like a fighter pilot now with those headphones.
Oh yeah,
headphones.
It's working.
So have you ever flown a plane before?
I haven't.
Oh.
Did you have to fly a plane?
Did you have to, like, learn how to fly a plane?
I'm actually really excited. When I was a kid, I used to know, like, all the airplanes. My grandfather actually flew B-17 bombers in World War II. So not only am I excited just about flying, I'm excited because the storyline is very similar to something that actually happened to him. He was shot down twice and saved his entire crew both times. So I grew up with two Purple Hearts on my wall.
That's incredible.
It's pretty amazing. And mine is I'm playing a pilot defending a B-17 bomber, and we all get shot down, and then it becomes my job to find and save the crew. So it's very exciting. And on that note, they're actually giving me some flying lessons.
Nice.
Because in one of the scenes at the end, I get to steal a B-25 where apparently the the pilot is sitting here and I'm sitting here, so they can let me like bank and fly on camera. Whoa. But there will be, honey, you're checking. There will be a actual real pilot sitting next to me just in case, not to ruin the drama.
Wow.
All right, well, we're going to let the chat fire up, and then let's get to the episode. You guys, we're going to catch James up on Big Brother. Okay?
Wait, real quick.
Oh, sorry.
I promise. I have a question. Do you, the BB family is obviously very great. I don't know if now celebrity y'all interact with the BB like alum, but there's one. Do you know Michelle Meyer? She wears her Team Maslow shirt, and
we have a photo of it.
Yeah,
actually.
Okay, I saw her on Twitter. I think
she was your number one.
I love it. Look at that.
You were her top pick of Celebrity Big Brother, and she won the bet. So another Big Brother alum or somebody got her the shirt.
Oh, that's
and
so,
so
awesome!
I just had to bring that up because
she looks so pretty.
No, thank you so much. No.
Team Maslow, and she was like, "If you don't bring that up, so hey, Meech." Okay.
That also just reminded me that my merch is sitting in my garage, and for guys trying to order, the site's down. It'll be back up soon.
See how that works. Yeah. See how that works.
There's still some of those t-shirts so nice. Left. All right.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about Brother.
Let's catch James up on what's going on. So tonight, Charles, what did you think of tonight's eviction? Why don't you tell everybody what happened?
Oh, for tonight's eviction? Oh,
yeah, for tonight's eviction.
Okay.
Back to reality.
So, it all began when we come back into the house and Caitlin is in shambles because she has revealed her plan to backdoor Swaggy C. Swaggy C is very shocked, by the way, because he thinks he understands what's going on in the house at all times. And he really, like, doesn't at all. So this was kind of nice for me to see Swaggy C, like, jaw on the floor. Felt bad for Bailey. She played the game well. She immediately went to Caitlin and was like, oh my god, like, you made the right decision, blah, 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 because she knows she's staying in the house. The house was shooketh, except for the people who were in on it. And then it all went down, and Swaggy C was evicted, y'all. And he didn't actually think it was going to be evicted.
Darn it.
I actually wanted him to stay.
I did too.
He's
so delusional. He's the most delusional person I've ever seen.
No, he's delusional, but you need a villain. You need someone who's going to be like that counter person.
Well,
and like,
this is him the whole time.
It was like
everything happened. Everything happened was just.
We need Swaggy C to go against, like, it's like alpha male versus another one.
Maybe they'll play one of those games, though, where, like, they get somebody to come back and they vote him back in.
Right. That's what I'm feeling.
You never know what's going to happen.
We can't decide if that's going to happen or not. Like, if there's going to be, like, a battle back or.
I feel like with him, there will be. Maybe.
Well, you know what it was with Swaggy C? It was always Swaggy C, like, oh my god. And then in the confessional, I know exactly what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm running this game. I have everything under control. And then he's walking out. He's like, I did not hug Haley. I know she voted me out. And then Julie's like, she actually voted to keep you.
That was awesome because they usually don't tell you.
That was my next Julie choice.
Julie is so real. She calls everybody on their shit. You have no idea what's going on, did you? Anyways, and then she'll like move on to like, it's my show. Fuck yourself.
So we had a whole week of, Caitlin.
No, we can call her crazy. Let's go ahead and put her out there.
Well, namaste. You know, let's light a candle for her and maybe...
She has gone off her rocker. Well, like, she is...
So what happened with the boyfriend thing?
Guys, I got news for y'all. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
James, this is interesting. You're going to like this. Where's my news? Okay.
I'm super excited.
Okay.
Live.
So, Caitlin has a boyfriend of 5 years.
Caitlin was HOH this week. She's a yogi. She's like, you know, she's envisioned her Big Brother win forever. Namaste.
So, she's a boyfriend of 5 years who everyone knew about, and then she became HOH, and it kind of started in the weeks prior that... She's very flirtatious. She got very upset when Fessy was flirting with another girl.
All of a sudden,
HOH
was an ego boost for her.
Very much so.
Yes. And I'm going to do like a crazy
a woman scorn.
And so she's been rubbing up on Tyler and Fessy, and there's just a bunch of clips, and CBS has shown so much shade because they'll zoom in on her and another guy. Like, he's like massaging her, and a picture of her boyfriend's like in the back. I'm like,
but as they should. I mean, boyfriend of 5 years, are you going to be that trashy? Come on.
Right.
Yeah. Well, like, you know you're on national television. Mm-hmm.
She does know. Cool. And then it just got weird because then she's tracing letters on Tyler's arm. And she like traced out, I want to kiss you. Like, people are gonna put that together.
Yo, that boyfriend hasn't moved on yet.
She's gonna burn a bunny. She's gonna boil a bunny.
Her boyfriend went to Twitter and put out a statement because so many people had been blowing him up on Twitter. He said, I tried to stay silent, but clearly that isn't an option as I've been overwhelmed with the volume of everything on TV and social media. I've been trying to separate myself from the show and the situation as much as possible. I didn't indeed request not on demand for me to have my show release pulled, and that is still to be determined. All other accounts reporting insider info are lying to you or twisting the story. I won't be saying anything else on this. I'll be focusing on my family and friends, my well-being, and my music. So basically, he pulled his release. She can't tell what that means.
His name is like Electronica or something. He has
Something.
He said he wants to separate himself from the situation, but did he say if he's going to separate himself from his cheating girlfriend?
I'm assuming he is, because he pulled his release, and so when that happens on the show, that means she can no longer say his name. She cannot speak about him.
It's going to be the voice, like, please do not say your ex-boyfriend's name.
And like she's been talking about him at all this so far.
She's like, it's not my ex. And the voice is going to be back like, yes, he is.
No, I don't think they've told her yet, but I think they will tell her at some point, because on my season, we're just digging in my life. On my season, my boyfriend at the time,
which we are not dating anymore. I'm going to sip my tea.
We're not dating anymore, but he refused to sign a release. He's just like, he was just not very supportive. Okay. But he didn't sign a release, so I was talking about him the first, 2 weeks, and then they call me in the diary room, and they're like, hey, your boyfriend didn't sign a release. You are no longer allowed to talk about him. And I was like, what? And they're like, we can't tell you anything. And I was like, he break up with me? And they're like, we can't tell you anything. Just don't, no longer say his name.
And that is what fueled Morgan's fire to win Big Brother.
Well, he lived in Japan. It was like a big thing. But
that's legit. So
I'm assuming they will call Caitlin in at some point and say that. And I'm sure we will see her meltdown then on the feeds.
Okay, you know what? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just feel that Caitlin she's just unraveled. Like this week after she won, she said, the point of being HOH is to not get any blood on your hands. I'm like, what type of theory is this? That's exactly the opposite.
Have you ever seen Big Brother?
Right, thank you.
Have you?
And then she talks to all these people. She's like, I should get an Emmy. And then she was like, I'm crying, but I'm happy with my decision. And I put them up because I'm standing up for myself. I'm like, you're so delusional.
You know what? Nothing she actors that won an Emmy.
Right.
That's great. Yeah.
She also said she hopes she gets a daytime Emmy. I'm like, it's prime time, all right?
You're not on daytime.
Get in the right category.
Let her keep talking.
You know what I think about Caitlin? I think that Caitlin is a very spiritual person. And she's absorbing everybody's energy of the Big Brother house. So whenever
Tyler... Don't seem super supportive of that, too.
Whenever... Well, I do? No, I'm not at all. I'm going to... I build her up and then break her down. No. Whenever Tyler comes in and, influences her, she's like, oh my god, he loves me. I love him. He's so nice. Mm-hmm. And then whenever Fessy's angry at her, she's like, oh my god, he's angry at me. I'm breaking... I think she's a very sensitive person.
No, she...
And she's easily influenced. So whenever she was influenced by the HOH... It boosted her ego to the nth degree, and she was so feeling herself in that bed when she was like, let's make a big move. I like that for me. I like that for my game.
That was so weird. Because
she was projecting
let's
what Tyler was thinking.
Yeah.
Tyler was thinking that, and she was literally Tyler's sounding board. He was thinking, I want to make a big move, so she just I'm going to say it.
She sounds a wonderful pawn for other people to manipulate.
Yes. She's putting the biggest target on her back because she went against her original alliance to go to this other side who really doesn't want anything to do with her either.
Because the boy that she has a crush on.
Yeah, and they don't really want to be... neither of them want to have anything to do with her. So I just think she's shooting herself in the foot trying to make this huge move that's just going to come back to bite her, because who won HOH?
Scotty.
I was right! Oh, my God.
Scotty did win HOH, which is very ironic that he threw a hinky vote and he went against what he's been saying.
Yeah, that was nice.
Voted to get Swaggy out, and now he gets HOH. So the question is he going to side with his original alliance? I think he's going to do what Tyler wants. I think.
Do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like Tyler's been so in his ear. And also, since Steve left, who does Scotty really have? Who does he truly have?
This is his opportunity to build that.
Yeah.
Join the whatever alliance.
That's where you have to
alliance.
Do HOH.
Yeah.
You have to find your alliance and use that leverage. Hey, guys, I won't vote you.
Okay, but what about people who go into... What about people who are, just snaking into HOH just every time? I mean, does that... Is that sort of
who just win by accident?
Well, they win, but then people are they cling onto the HOH.
Right.
The other people, as soon as they win, they cling onto the HOH. Maybe Tyler will do, because he's been doing that a little bit.
I mean, as an HOH, then it's smart to just kind of let them be there and do your bidding. I mean, the whole point of the game is to not get blood on your hands. And you hear it all the time, but it really is. How can you be HOH and put people up, but in the nicest manner possible? And that really is the best way to do it. So if you can let the clingers, hey, I won't put you up if you do this for me, let them be the bad guys, then use them.
Yeah.
Why is it that people that are, throwing the vote off now winning? That's so crazy. Caitlin flipped last time.
That's a really good observation. I didn't think about that.
And I'm going to give my Shady Boots moment. I'm just going to start that now because everyone's so shady.
Let's do it.
Shady Boots moment of the night definitely goes to him because he had on the Swaggy C shirt and he was the advocate.
Scotty,
he had on the Swaggy C shirt and then went in there and said, I vote Swaggy out. Like...
But
that's
I think for
shady him, boots. Shady boots. Too.
That's a yeah. shady
Prime
suit.
Television.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
Not, that's a shady tuxedo.
Like, what?
Well, so James, you said he learned from Omarosa Prime Television. Like, do you think that Omarosa, or do you think that a lot of these house guests like actually make moves like that to be trending? Maybe because there's a trending.
And I think it's as fun as it is, it can very much get in the way of your game if you don't do it at the opportune moment. And that's where Omarosa. I have so much. I have mad respect for her because she turned it on at the times that have benefited her, and she turned it right off. She was probably the nicest person to me in the entire house, to be honest. Wow. But then when she wanted to have a fight and she wanted to be in it, she turned it on. The second she was done, the second like she knew that the scene was over, she was back to being nice.
Yeah, she's so good at her job.
She really is.
And I know you're not following this season so closely, but in case you don't know, there is a
An app store advantage.
That's what it's called. So it's like,
so each
what's
week,
the term? It's like
America votes. They have the most trending house guest and the least trending house guest, and the most trending gets like a power like
that's
something.
That's what it is. I was trying
and
to
then the least trending gets some kind of like
punishment.
Shitty punishment.
Yeah. So yeah, like if you're the most trending that week on social media in the outside world, you get a power. So it's like even more incentive.
I'm sure that's going to play into them doing dumb stuff.
Right. Even more incentive to pull these gag-worthy moves.
Well, here's the thing that I was thinking too is that the HOH, it makes sense that they would be the one, like Tyler, who was the HOH last week, got the power up. Yeah, it was the most trending house guest. And I feel like that's because of the edits, and they're on TV the most.
Yeah. No, yes, that's 100%.
You know, so like, I'm wondering if Caitlin gets it this week for some reason because she's the most trending because she did a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's also been in the news so much with her boyfriend. Everyone's like, I bet she
and
gets
the
crap out.
And the KK Caitlin. I mean, there's
she's
like,
done,
there's
she's done a lot of very interesting things.
Oh, is there some racism going on?
A little bit, yeah. Well, but
I
that's
mean, well, last
just
week,
mild.
With Caitlin?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't.
Well, she said an explicit lyric
of Drake.
Drake 0 to 100.
Oh,
well, that's an interesting point, Bryce, because usually the week after HOHs, like our HOHs, they can find themselves as the target. So if they're trending and they have the power, that can kind of play into the fact that they might
them.
Like they have some immediate blood on their hands. So if they go in and have a power, that can.
I may not want to be the one who's trending all the time. That's the thing. Once again, if you're that person, then you're the popular kid. People want to tear you down.
Yeah, but nobody knows they have the power.
Yeah, so it's all a secret. But I'm just wondering if that theory is then possible. If that theory is correct, then if Caitlin gets it, then. It's just weird because they're getting it for the wrong reasons, but I guess that was a whole twist in the first place because it doesn't matter why you're trending. It's just that you're trending the most.
Yeah.
But that's interesting, I feel, with Angela winning least trending. She's actually more interesting.
You mean Rachel?
We don't even know Rachel.
We don't know what people are into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
with Rachel, she was not featured in the episode like at all.
Yeah.
So I really think that has a lot to do. Because when you think of people who watch Big Brother, a lot of people just watch the episodes. They don't watch the feeds. They don't see these people.
Like us, everybody. So stop yelling at us for not watching the live feeds.
You haters in the comments.
Give me a break.
I'm trying, okay?
Morgan really came in, y'all. She was like, oh my God, this happened on the live feed. This happened on the live feed.
I did.
Morgan says she doesn't watch the live feeds, but happens to know everything that happens.
Right. I also live with my sister who doesn't turn off the live feeds and watches it constantly. So, like, I'm forced whether I like to or not. But, like, Rachel wasn't in the episode, so people who watch the show, like, they don't see her. So that would make sense.
Back to
why
your point, it's
was...
all the more reason to do some wild stunt so that you're in the episode.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Stunts. Which makes me think, Scotty's a fan of the show. He has to be thinking this. Did he pull the hinky vote knowing that's going to now?
Yeah, and the shirt thing, like, of course he did.
So that was
we're talking about it now, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay,
such a good point. All right, so Jessica, social media, what's going on? Did anybody talk to us about who their favorite house guest is?
Any large, emboldened questions?
Who is
so much. Well, now people are saying
social media.
Hello, social media. Joseph is saying that Tyler is a production pet, and someone else asked if we think that his appearance on TKO is going to impact.
Let's bring this up.
Oh, okay.
James, I'm curious what you think about this.
Okay, so here's our news segment.
I'm curious. Okay, so one of
the. Oh, my Lord. Buzz TV News.
That's real. That's okay. Production value right there.
This is investigative journalism.
So one of the house guests, Tyler, who's on the season now, who is obviously a big front runner in the game. He's been in every episode. He's been doing good, but like,
yeah, he's our favorite.
He won one of the power apps, so obviously a favorite. He is also in another CBS show that filmed before he was on Big Brother called TKO, Total Knockout.
Is that the Kevin Hart?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So he's on that show, and the big controversy is everyone is saying that, so it obviously filmed before Big Brother, but they're promoing him on the show as Tyler from Big Brother 20. So everyone's saying it's blatant favoritism by the producers. So what do you think about that?
I mean, obviously, like, being on a CBS show, they're going to want that promotion, but they don't affect the game at all. Right. And that's where people want to believe, like, oh, it's rigged. Some other reality shows I might have been associated with might have some other rules. This one is very much the truth. So, like, as much as they want to believe that, CBS can't affect the house. They can't secretly sneak people food or anything. Like, it's straight up what happens, happens. So, like, let that be settled. What's going to go down in the house is going to go down the house. And by the way, he may not even know that they're promoting him like that. Like, nobody in the house knows any of this information.
So some people think that the producers feed information or say, hey, watch out for this person.
It's illegal.
Or rig contests.
Yeah. So because this is actually sanctioned, I forget, by the gaming commission, because you can win money. Mm-hmm. So they would actually lose their entire license to have this show if they were to be doing that. It's completely illegal because there's a monetary prize at the end.
Are you a producer?
Well, not on this show.
I'll be back to talk about it. Yeah.
Well, it's been debunked by James. Yeah. No more hot tea to talk
dang
about.
Right. Okay, like, well, the show's over.
So our predictions were going to do a special segment. Everybody
this
take it away, Charles.
Segment is called Caitlin's Spirit Guide.
And it is
AfterBuzz TV Prediction.
And can we all summon our spirit guides? My spirit guide is a
y'all
roach.
Hate Caitlin.
Is it a what?
It's a roach. It's an animal. It's a bug. It's because I'm gross and nasty.
It's an animal. I thought it was an insect.
Wait, no, I don't want you to be a roach.
Don't be a roach.
You're so much better than that.
It's done. It's out of my control,
all right,
Morgan.
All right, so how do we play?
So how you play Morgan's Spirit Guide. Caitlin's Spirit Guide basically is peering into the future, using the universe, using your oils and your sage to understand and know and realize and summon your Big Brother predictions. So who's going to be nominated for eviction next week? What is Scotty going to do with his power? Is it going to be a backdoor plan? Like, what's going to happen? And this one is very interesting because Scotty, who knows what's going to happen with Scotty?
Right.
He's I don't even know who Scotty is. Yeah. I mean, I do, but like, who is he really?
That's
so,
a good one.
Who wants to go first? Does anybody have any?
Jessica, I vote you.
I don't.
Okay, I'll go. So, this is what I think. And all of this is for the higher power.
Yes. No, Jessica, you
as
really
Caitlin
need
says,
to
so for much the shade higher in this room. Power. Yes. So, Tyler, I think, is playing an amazing game, as we've already illustrated. And I think that he has his hands on so many people and on so many powers now. I mean, he's with Sammy, has her power. He has a power. If Caitlin gets that power, he got Scotty to switch on his alliance to vote for Swaggy to go out is what we think, because as far as information. So I think that Tyler's going to run next week again in the smoothest way that he can. Like, I am mind blown. He is an amazing player.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. I don't know who's going to be nominated, though.
See, I think Tyler is an amazing player, and I think it's going to bite him in the ass so quickly,
soon?
Though.
Okay.
Because I think people are already putting two and together. Like,
too
that
hard,
he's,
too fast.
And it's the same old every season. I would love for him to get to the end, but at some point if he keeps playing this hard, which I'm hoping he gets it, but they're going to put two and together and be like, wait a second, he's got to deal with this person, he's running and behind everything. Mm-hmm. And I think if Caitlin latches onto him, it's going to hurt him. But I think he is in Scotty's ear. I think for some reason, Tyler and JC and Scotty are going to be... possibly a thing. I don't know. That's my prediction.
Because that little orgy thing that happened.
What? Did I miss this?
Oh, yeah.
The, remember the when they're all in the bed trying to comfort Caitlin?
That was Caitlin's wet dream.
But was on the live stream.
Somebody's watching the live stream.
But, right.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know who's going to nominate, honestly.
I don't know who's going to nominate either. I think this would be a good week for Tyler to take a back seat and just step back for a minute and evaluate. I think Scotty will probably end up targeting the other side of the house, like the level 6. I think that would be where his headspace goes first, but I really think it's anyone's ball game.
Alright, so my spirit guide is talking to me, and they're saying
the
things that are very clear. The roach is saying things. I think that Scotty is going to try to play it safe this week. I think that Scotty is smart enough to know that he wants no blood on his hands. People are already triggered from the Swaggy C back door, so people are going to be on high alert for schemes and stunts. So I think that Scotty is going to put up Caitlin just for the obvious reason that she just pulled a huge move and stabbed so many people in the back, and a lot of people don't like her right now. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to put up Caitlyn, and I think he's going to put up maybe either Rachel or Angela, just because they're part of the other alliance, and they really haven't been doing much in the game. And
that's good.
I could see him targeting the bros, though, too.
Yeah, that's
the bros. I could see Winston
and Brett.
That's
what I was thinking.
Hey, final question, though, for James before we go. I'm curious. You've been on Dancing with the Stars and on Big Brother. Which one would you do again?
Oh.
Ooh.
That is a good question. Let me talk out loud here for a second as I figure this out.
Yes.
What I liked about Dancing with the Stars is it was very much about, like, how good can you get at this skill that mm-hmm. you may or may not have any experience doing before. And even though it was incredibly challenging, I also went home at night.
Yeah.
You know, that reason alone, I guess I'd probably pick that.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I talked through it for about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That one out.
All right,
real
quick. Can we put James' song back on for our...
For
can
we play
rap?
Feel free to sing along.
Yeah,
feel
free
to sing along. Y'all too.
Yeah,
all right, you
song.
Guys, that's it for us. Thank you for joining us. Follow us along all week. Send us your questions, comments, random thoughts using Buzz BB20. All right. All Day by James Maslow featuring Dominique. The song you're hearing right now is available now on Spotify and Apple Music and everywhere music streams. You can watch James's new movie on Lifetime movie, Room for Murder, with your cable subscription on Lifetime.com. And for all updates on Wolfhound and all of James's many thousand billion projects, please go to jamesmaslow.com and follow him on Instagram and Twitter at James Maslow.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here, James.
Oh, guys, it's been so fun. Thank you very much for having me.
Good, yeah.
From outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz Studios, I am Bryce McClay. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. Take it away, Morgan.
And I am Morgan Willett. You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Willett and Instagram at Morgan Lee Willett. I want that 12-year-old to give me my name back.
And I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
And I'm Charles Connelly. You can find me on Twitter and Instagrams at Charles Connelly.
And don't forget, tweet us your favorite and least favorite house guests. We're doing the ranking next week.
Tweet me if you know what this reference
and
is.
And thank you to Gabby for sitting here and talking to us, or yeah. not talking to us, and just sitting and listening
thank
to us
Gabby.
Banter.
Good support. Yes.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 And the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.